Sometimes God seems far away in our lives. And when that happens, guess who moved? Is God faithful? What does the Bible say about it?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about the faithfulness of God. God is not an impersonal God. Many religions make him out to be an impersonal God, thinking that, yes, there is a creator. He did create. He created man. And then he is no longer involved in the lives of men, but men are obligated to worship him. Many Middle Eastern religions in particular hold on to that type of a concept, and they are indeed ancient religions. But the question that we ask is that really true? Or is God a personal God who is faithful? For one thing, we must understand that God is a personal God because He has His signature on the life of every living human being, each one being unique and different in knowledge, appearance, behavior, form, character, interests, abilities. That is God's signature on your life, that He is a caring God, a personal God, a God who is personally interested in you, so interested in you that He chose when He created you to make you unique and different from any other person in this existence. That is His signature on your life. He personally cared enough to do so. And whether you realize it or not, He has been walking with you and talking to you in your thoughts all of your life. Now, He didn't promise us a rose garden when we would walk through our lives, and we are here, as the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament scripture, to gain understanding and experience of God, to come to learn to know Him, and in so doing, we are being formed into His image and likeness. Throughout all of this, He walks with us through life because He is a personal God. And because He is a personal God, He has a personal plan for your life. In Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. New Testament scripture tells us God is love. That is at the core of His very being and character. He is love. So the answer to those questions is, of course, God loves you. And yet, sometimes through the trials and tribulations of life, God may seem to be far away, but He isn't. He's right by your side, carrying out His divine plan for your life. That is, if you will let Him. You see, God can only do as much for you as you will let Him. Satan can only do as much to you as you will let Him. As you become formed in God and His Christ, the Holy Bible Scriptures will show you the authority that He delegates to you to give you victory in your life and to make you what the Scripture calls an overcomer. So sometimes when God doesn't seem near, or you may feel like He has forgotten you or walked away from you, it isn't truth. That's a lie of the devil. And what God is doing is being faithful to you to move you into the understanding that He is still there, carrying out His divine plan for your life, and that He loves you unconditionally. What if we run away from God? In the New Testament scripture, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, it says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. In Old Testament scripture, He is called the Rock. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, we read about it. It says, the Rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are just, a God of faithfulness, and without injustice, righteous and upright is He. In the Bible, He gives us promises. You can find those promises by looking for verses that have the word if in them. When you read those verses and you see the word if, you will discover that God always follows it with a promise. There are over 180 promises of God in the Bible for you. Not only that, the Bible is not a natural book. It is a supernatural revelation of God to you. In it, from the first chapter, Genesis, to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation, God shows you His divine plan for all men. And He is carrying it out. And no one or nothing can stop it, because He is God. In Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23, we read, the Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, we read, speaking of Moses, "Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.'" Overflowing in loving kindness and truth. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24 in the New Testament of the Bible, we read, "Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass." It continues in 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." The Christian faith is like no other faith in existence, and the reason is because the central message of the Christian faith is a message that most other, if not all other religions, fail to instill in the hearts and minds and character of their followers, and that is, God is love. It is the only religion, if you want to call it that. It really isn't a religion. The Christian faith is a confession, and that confession is on a person, and he is called the Christ, the Son manifestation of the Father, the Godhead, the Creator, who the Scripture says made all things. That includes you, and it includes me. He created out of love, because he wants man to know him, and he desires to fellowship, to have a relationship with every man, woman, and child in existence. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, we read, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." In other words, God does not want anyone to be destroyed or to perish. God simply wants all men to turn away from sin. The word sin in the Bible means to miss the mark, to miss the target. The target is the standard set out by God through his word, which is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures of the Christian faith. And so, we learn that God will always work for you, extending his grace, his power and love to you, which you and I cannot earn or deserve, to bring you into his divine plan for your life and to carry it out for you. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, we read, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." God is so holy, he cannot tolerate or coexist with evil, and there are evil forces in the world. In order to protect the righteous, he must deal with that. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, we read, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments." Now, commandments there is written with a small c, meaning all the teachings of the Word of God. Speaking of the believer, in Psalm 89, verse 33, in the Old Testament scripture, he says, "But I will not break off my loving kindness from him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness." God is a God of truth. God is a God of salvation. God is a God of faithfulness. In Psalm 146, verse 6, we read of him, "Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever." He keeps faith forever. He keeps faith forever. He will be faithful to you forever. The psalmist in Psalm 89 verse 1 said, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. In Psalm 40 verse 10, the psalmist said, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. That's what I'm doing today through this broadcast, speaking to the great congregation of men in this world. This broadcast goes worldwide. God has commissioned me to do the same thing as he did the psalmist. I speak of his faithfulness, of the salvation that he brings to men who will receive him. And we will give you an opportunity to do that shortly. I have not concealed his loving kindness, nor his truth from the great congregation of men. My prayer is that you will receive. Psalm 92 verse 2 tells us that we are to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness by night. In the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 25, verse 1, listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah. He said, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. With perfect faithfulness, he says. The psalmist in Psalm 143, verse 1, said, Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Supplications means the things that I ask for. He continues, Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness. God wants to answer your prayers, but prayers have to be backed by faith, which is trust on God, with a holy expectation that he will hear and answer because he cares for you. In the New Testament scripture, 1 John 1 verse 9, that is the first epistle of John, chapter 1 verse 9, we read, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God cleanses us of sin. We cannot cleanse ourselves of sin. That's what the Bible is telling us. And we do it by confessing our sins on a daily basis to the Lord. Now, maybe you don't own a Bible. Maybe you have never read the Bible. But the scripture says that the Bible, the Word of God, is written on the heart of every man, their conscience bearing witness. Your conscience tells you right from wrong. That's your spirit. And so the Holy Spirit of God witnesses to your spirit. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, And by witnessing, he shows us right from wrong. And when we are convicted, God doesn't want you tormenting yourself in guilt. He wants you to confess it to him and ask for forgiveness. And notice what that verse said in 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't look to religionists, man, to forgive you your sins. Man cannot forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. And the God of all faith is the Father, Son manifestation, the Lord Christ Jesus, and their Holy Spirit. You can have this kind of a relationship with God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the asking. God is willing and able and desirous to be involved in your life and to be faithful to you if you will let him. I invite you to pray this prayer aloud now, being willing to turn from your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.